From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Stocks plunged again on Thursday. And for the second time in 4 days, the Dow Jones Industrial Average sank more than 1,000 points. It's the fifth loss in the last 6 days. The Dow and the Standard & Poor's 500 have dropped 10% from their all-time highs just last month. That means they are in what is known on Wall Street as a correction, the first in almost 2 years. In North Korea, they staged a military parade in Pyongyang on Thursday, one day before the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in rival Seoul, South Korea. But the government said that it's moving the celebration to February 8th. Usually their parade is held in April, in an apparent attempt to draw international attention before it turns to Friday's Olympics opening ceremonies in the host city of Pyeongchang. Kim Jong-un has sent a large delegation to South Korea to take part in the Winter Olympics, including his sister, who is a senior member of the North's ruling Workers' Party, and 22 athletes who will march with their South Korean counterparts under a united flag. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is in South Korea to attend the opening ceremonies. He is leading the U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of